man, go.
It's 95.5 KLOS on a California's rock station. Chris Daughtry is who that is. Heavy is the crown. You know, he apparently appreciates fan covers. Like, if you think you can take on one of his songs.
Is that right?
Yeah, he likes it. So if you tweeted at him like this guy Corey Bush did doing that very song right there,
huh,
might retweet it. Like,
what if
did.
It's terrible?
I hope he retweets that for sure.
Then I'd be in.
Definitely.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're on from 3 to 7 every day. We're going to tell you about Alice Cooper hosting a Monster of Rock cruise.
Super cool.
How crazy is that?
Oh my God, that's great.
Life is almost returning to normal.
Yeah, that sounds like back in the old day, the normal times.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. Getting there.
Man fighting an alligator.
Sure, that'll happen.
Where?
Florida.
That's correct.
Ding, Florida. Ding, ding.
Yes. How to tell a story on today's show.
Oh, that could come in handy.
Good news, bad news in Chicago, and a woman invades a high school to get Instagram followers. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't.
Well, she literally like dressed up like she's 22 or something like that. She dressed up like a kid, had a backpack on.
She's doing a Steve Buscemi. Hey,
yes.
Fellow teenagers.
Yes, and snuck into a high school.
Nice. That's really...
Try and get followers.
Wow, that,
yeah.
Who cares?
I agree.
When you get down to it, who gives a rat's?
I agree with that. And this hour before 4 o'clock, we have 1 second of nonstop
raw. Wait, I can't remember. Is it 45? What? How much is
it? It's 4,500.
Wow, it is.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
This hour before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Again, the 1 second of nonstop rock is $4,500 this hour.
Oh, man, we're just going to play a tiny little piece of music that's going to win you $4,500 in a few minutes. That's crazy.
Things have been changing a bit. We talked to Danny Elfman about his show that's happening in October.
He is going to be doing the Nightmare Before Christmas at the
Correct.
Bank, B-A-N-C, of California. I thought that was supposed to go away, that place.
October 29th?
Yeah.
No, it's new.
Yeah, I know, but they were going to change. They dropped the name or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I never go there. Why would anyone go there?
You're going to go for Halloween,
though. I am going to go for that,
yeah,
yes.
I'll see you down there again.
Yes,
now.
And then we gave away tickets to see who yesterday?
The Forerunner show that's happening at Greek Theater, yeah, which is on sale this Friday.
So now, more positive news. Alice Cooper is going to headline the Monsters of Rock cruise.
Nice.
2022.
But it's on its way. Yeah.
You have to plan ahead. They're selling... What do they sell? Cabins?
I guess.
Now it's a heavy metal music event which takes place on a cruise ship at sea, and it's celebrating its 10th anniversary.
Wow, that's awesome.
Released from Miami, Florida.
Yep.
The 5 day and 5 day and night full ship charter cruise will depart on Friday, February 9th through February 14th.
All right, so that's plenty of time for everything to be put together and ready to go and blah, blah, blah.
I would think so, too. Yeah. Even for a cruise.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
No, I don't really care for cruises. I just don't think I could be on a ship that long.
I didn't.
You gotta get bored.
I've taken two in my life. One was great, one was awful.
No, really?
First one was when I was really young, and I went on a cruise to Alaska.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
I was 23, maybe?
Yeah.
Everyone on the ship was 70 and older.
Sure.
Maybe 80 and older.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not positive.
And you know, the thing with those are, and I actually spent quite a bit of time over in Alaska. You go up to the glaciers,
mm-hmm.
and you take a little, and they're not very expensive, a charter boat, and it'll take you just right up there.
It's
amazing.
We
sat there for a couple of hours, but the cruise ships come in and they kind of look at it for like 20 minutes and then they're gone.
Yeah, that's
true. We were there like for a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Sick. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But no one was getting in a boat.
No.
On my cruise.
No.
Although then the other we did end up playing bingo at 5 o'clock every afternoon.
Damn right you did.
And at first I thought this is ridiculous. And then I got really competitive. And I was like, somebody else would yell bingo, and I go, you're kidding me.
That isn't why you yelled.
True.
Uncensored.
The second one I went on was a Disney cruise for my kids.
That's got to be a good one.
And it was great.
Always do stuff.
Yes,
right.
Like I didn't get sick on the boat. Right. All the things that I thought were going to happen.
There's no gambling on a cruise, Disney cruise, though. I bet is there?
There was not.
Yeah.
There was gambling on the other one.
Sure. There's always gambling generally. But I would think a Disney one probably
no,
not.
No, the Disney does not have gambling,
well,
it turns
I'm
out.
Well, then I'm out of it.
I don't know if this one has it or not.
Yeah. Well, I think it has some really amazing themes and stuff with Alice Cooper. Hanging out with Alice Cooper,
yep.
The most amazing voices in the history of mankind.
According to a press release, those aboard the Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas will visit two ports in Coco Cay.
No.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Sounds
no idea.
Like Coco.
Yeah, let's go.
In the Bahamas and the Labadee Haiti.
Labadee, labadee.
And features performances from rock icon Alice Cooper, along with performances from other 35 artists.
35?
I couldn't find who else there was.
Wow. Yeah, there's only 34 others. It's hard to find. Whatever, man.
So I guess you can buy tickets now if you want to go on a cruise.
Oh, they're on sale?
Alice Cooper, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
It's called the Monsters of Rock Cruise.
Wow.
So look it up. I think it holds, what, 4,000? 4,000? What did we learn yesterday about Hard Rock fans?
Oh, yeah, they're very large.
Right, 2,000.
Yeah. Do it. Stu is threatening to use foul language on the radio.
No, I'm sure he is.
Do it, Stu.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have $4,500 for you.
Unbelievable. Stu, these things you've been making have just been really confusing.
I ain't getting any of this money.
Yeah, right?
I don't think his mic is on.
No,
Why don't I get any of this money?
You make the clues.
I make the
that make the world go round and people confused.
I'm the candy man.
People are having trouble with this one.
Yeah, really? This one is really
$4,500.
I can't figure it out either.
We have played some back for Stu who made them, and he has not been able to identify them. That has happened.
What's that say about me?
All right, a lot. So we are going to play you a clip. It's only 1 second long. When you hear it, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You can tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $4,500.
And Stu, whatever you do, don't shout it out if you do pick it out this time when you hear it. All right, here we go. This is it. 818-955-KLOS. Oh, you know what it is?
Yeah, no.
The Carpenters!
It's the Carpenters.
Quick, run into the other room and call us. We'll never know. All right, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $4,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, you're caller 13.
Oh, wow! Oh, man!
I think you really feel you know what this is.
You can always tell.
I do.
Yes, you can always tell when somebody answers the phone, and sometimes they go, caller 13, okay, great, because they're not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know it.
Don't say it yet.
Yeah, I heard the guy yesterday, he gave the wrong title, and I just wanted to strangle him.
All right. Well, we're going to play it for you one more time, and if you get it right, you will win $4,500, and you can probably find that guy in strangle.
And make sure you video it. We want to see. All right. Name of song, artiste, and here you go. You ready?
Yes.
Good luck. We're all counting on you. What is it?
Is it Bleak 182, All the Small Things?
Oh, dude. I mean, damn.
Because he guessed a Blink 182 song.
Oh, didn't even remember that.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's incorrect as well.
No, that's not right.
I'm sorry.
Dude, I wanted to give you $4,500.
I'm sorry, dude. Hey, call back next hour. It's worth $5,000.
Or use your time machine and go back and change your answer.
Right?
All right, man. Good luck. So, yeah. How much? It's $5,000?
$5,000.
Between four and five?
Yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw. I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to you.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah. He was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No.
This is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
No, this
is... What was he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass... alligator, a big ass alligator,
right,
emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, Tommy, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there, all these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rockin' and roll. Yeah.
Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from firsthand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida... couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg, you know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chicks, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the bayou, man, you got to understand, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so it's not my first encounter. I remember one time, me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made an alligator airtight. And
that did not happen.
Survive. Yeah, it did survive. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants, you know.
Like you do when you go fishing.
Sure.
Yeah, and you're Tommy Lee. Yeah, yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know. Right. And I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
That's nice.
Anaconda,
good.
And I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad
all
you're
right,
safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Woo! Woo! Barry. He's talking about Barry.
Right, but
Henry Winkler.
Yeah, the TV show Barry is what we were talking about during that song.
And it was really important. Really good song there. Sammy Hagar covering Heroes on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. But I can't wait for Barry to come back on
HBO. I can't either. When's that going to happen?
I don't know.
Will there be one season?
Yeah, no, two. Two so far, yeah. It's just brilliant. It's just so good.
Here's the entire story, and then we're going to tell you how to tell a story.
Okay.
What? How not to tell a story.
How not to tell a story.
This is the entire story.
Okay.
A man was arrested Monday on theft charges.
Mm-hmm.
After a stolen sailboat got stuck under the Tower Bridge in Sacramento.
Super easy to understand.
So he didn't measure it or anything. It was like halfway.
Right, right.
Like literally it was 18 feet higher than the bridge.
So he had absolutely no idea what he was doing.
Correct.
When he stole this boat and he took it out there. And
he got stuck.
What a
And then they arrested
dumbass.
Him. So that's the whole story.
I think we got that story.
Here's the reporter. And the sheer amount of wordage that she uses is not possible.
To get to that story?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Well, you can file this one under you have to see it to believe it. So,
well, that's reaching right away. Wow, that's a good one.
I'm going to step out of the way so you can see the sailboat that is now stuck under the Tower Bridge. What we heard from SAC PD is that this all started shortly before 9 o'clock tonight. They responded to a call here in Old Sacramento of a report of a man who had stolen a sailboat. And as you see, the boat did get stuck under the bridge, and officers did manage to apprehend some sort of a suspect here.
Some sort of a suspect?
Really all over the map.
Just, listen, I relate to this woman.
Well,
this woman is recapping my entire career.
This is your mom.
Here in this case, but we don't know who that person is or how they got into the boat or how they managed to move it in the first place.
You know, you put it in the water and it goes.
It's a sailboat.
That's generally how it works.
All of those details remain to be determined here. But outside, I can tell you in Old Sacramento, there is a pretty heavy police presence. Although, because they do have a suspect in custody at this time, there isn't any major urgency to, it appears from our vantage point, move that boat from the Tower Bridge.
What?
Okay, listen,
wait,
stop talking.
What?
You were done with the story a minute ago. Back to you and the studio. That's what you said.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of cops milling around. It has nothing to do with the theft of the boat.
Correct.
Grand theft boat.
Correct. Now look at the file and see how we're, what are we, halfway?
Yeah, not even that.
We can't really see from where we are too much activity in the way of it being towed, although I imagine that is something that they are trying to figure out how to do.
She just said they weren't even trying to tow it yet or anything.
Do you think that there's someone in her head saying stall, stall? Because I've had that before.
Keep going, keep going.
Yes.
No, we can't go. Don't keep going.
Yeah.
I'm pretty quick.
Oh, sure.
I've had that before.
Oh,
I handle
me too.
It like this.
Quickly so that that boat gets back to where it was and things get back to normal around here.
Yeah,
get back to normal around mm-hmm. here. That's important.
Near Old Sacramento. Not a lot of people out on a Monday night here in Old Sacramento, so not too many spectators looking in on this, but you can bet that if this were happening on the weekend, we'd probably see a lot more people.
Listen, if it was a different day where there's more, where it's more busy.
If it were Christmas Day, there'd probably be not anyone out here, and it'd probably be about 35 degrees, and the wind would be from the southeast.
Looking around and trying to figure out what's going on. So that's what we have right now here live, as you can see.
Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, back to you in the studio.
Officers here from SAC PD coming and going sort of up and down the docks here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Arrested him, so.
Go on.
Go on.
Up and down the ramps in the area. And, of course, there are some police vehicles out in Old Sacramento, too, just lined up before you would come down the docks. If you've ever been here out to kind of look at the Tower Bridge,
you know what it's like
and
when
look
you're
at
out
the
here?
Sacramento River, they do have police vehicles set up.
I broke my pen because she was annoying me so much.
Oh, she's not finished.
My favorite pen.
I'm sorry. Push play again.
No.
So they have obviously taken care of the major urgency situation here. And we'll kind of stand top on things out here for you to let you know when they plan to remove the boat and what they are going to do with it. Reporting live in Old Sacramento tonight, Melanie Wingo, KCRA 3 News.
Wow, that was a journey. Man, that was a journey.
It was kind of interesting, the story at first.
I wanted to make fun of the guy that stole the boat, but she is the story. We have $5,000 to give away with our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Now, we're going to play a couple commercials during the 1 second of nonstop rock.
No, it's
rock,
uninterrupted.
Right? Oh, really?
Yes.
I have like 2 minutes to play. I promised. It's a big promise.
That
a
would
wonderful
be really
promise.
Funny.
Yeah. Right in if the we put a commercial half a stops second. At. Yeah. Into the second of nonstop rock.
All right, so we're going to play a second for you. You need to identify it. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, which is half the battle,
yeah,
I think.
Getting into be number 13, yeah.
And then tell us what song title and what artist it is, and you'll win $5,000 today.
That is awesome. All right, here you go. Take a listen. You know what it is? You know what to do. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slagos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $5,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hello, this is John. Who's this?
Hey, John, it's Kevin and Sluggo. You're caller 13.
All right.
Nicely done. Where are you calling from today?
Huntington Beach, California.
HB. All right, we're going to play the 1 second. It's worth $5,000.
$1,000!
Either way, you could say it either way.
Give it to me.
Give it to me, he said. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, name and artiste, and you got yourself $5,000. Here you go. What is that?
I'm going to go with Yours Is No Disgrace by Yes.
Wow.
That is incorrect.
Digging in deep, but I'm sorry, ooh, man. That's not it.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Sorry, man.
Well, I'll try back.
Try next time.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Good luck. So tomorrow,
$5,500 from 3 and 4. Between 3 and 4.
On KLOS.
In the hour between... okay.
Congratulations to Angela and Van Nuys because she was caller 13. She's going to go see Foreigner at the Greek Theater. That takes going on sale tomorrow. No, I want to make Friday tomorrow.
Today's
so
Wednesday.
Bad.
Still yeah. Wednesday.
Ah, man. Mm-hmm. Anyways, tickets on sale for the Greek Theater Foreigner show this Friday, and she is going to go. And she was very excited about it. I was happy to hear that.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, yeah, I very much want to go see Foreigner as well. Big fan.
Outside that Greek? That's a great
yeah,
place.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I don't want to hear the following story unless Rage is in it.
Oh, dude. Then you don't want to hear about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for 2021 because Rage Against the Machine.
Not in.
Kate Bush, Iron Maiden, Chaka Khan, Devo.
Not in.
Not in.
Wow.
I mean, you know, there's no winning with this. There really isn't.
I mean, right, except for, you know, Rage. But go ahead.
Clearly, he's going to be in eventually, Trent. I mean, I think they sort of hold
that's
these things
deals.
Back a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thing. But, you know, yes. Maynard.
Zach. Yes. Whoever.
Maynard and his duel. But Tina Turner. I mean, how do you say no to Tina Turner?
You have to say yes to
her. She's definitely
agreed.
Going in this year in the performer category. Carole King. I mean, I don't know that's soft rock. It was certainly called rock back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, Go-Go's won. They were stoking the fires, man. They were
They were.
Yeah.
Did they win the popular vote?
Yeah, I believe that was the thing. Yeah, the
because remember
thing.
The guy's name was Fela Kuti.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
way
yeah.
ahead at
yeah.
the beginning.
Yeah,
some
but they
kind of.
Man, they were on social every day, the Go-Go's were. And good for them.
Paid off.
The Go-Go's. Jay-Z, Foo Fighters. So
that's the second time Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
has been in because of Nirvana.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dave's statue is already in there or whatever the hell they do. I don't even know what they do.
I don't know if they do. Yeah. I've never been there either.
Yeah. But Dave is already in with Nirvana.
I've never been there either, but I'm outraged by this list.
And Todd Rundgren, which is certainly fair enough. Now, some early influence awards. I thought this was kind of interesting. Kraftwerk is in.
Kraftwerk, yeah. Yeah,
that was one of my first introductions to electronic music in the late 70s. I was like, what the hell is this?
That's a pretty good
this
introduction.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, LL Cool J.
In?
Yep.
I mean, I can see that. Guy.
Yeah, I love LL Cool J.
Stop putting lyrics into conversation. I'm going to have to punch you.
Did I do that?
Yes.
I thought I just said LL Cool J. Mm. Oh, I did. I said I'm not talking about... I didn't even realize it.
Wow.
Wow. So ridiculous. Billy Preston and Randy Rhodes is in, so that's kind of nice.
Hmm.
But you're very pissed off about
well,
Rage.
Well, I mean, what about Iron Maiden? Listen to this tweet.
Yeah. Oh,
listen
God.
To this tweet.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether it matters to them, Maiden not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is insanity. All in caps. Regardless of who is writing in or not, the committee must induct them. They have helped spawn an entire genre of music. What else do you need to do?
Well, I guess the whole thing comes down to they only can induct so many, and I think they know that this happens. Everybody gets all worked up.
Yeah, probably. And then next year, people will maybe be more interested in Iron Maiden because they didn't make it this
Clearly,
year.
Clearly, eventually, they'll all be in. You know, every single band that's ever existed and recorded anything will be in because they'll run out of bands.
I mean, it does seem like that.
So cool your jets. You'll be in eventually. No worries.
KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You think Tom Morello cares that he isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? There he is with Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless.
I don't think he cares much.
Yeah, I don't. I really, I mean, I think there's some artists who really appreciate it. Yeah.
He would be happy and honored.
Cool about it.
But he's certainly not crying any tears.
Right.
Because they didn't make it in.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
A 28-year-old posed as a student to sneak into high school, police say.
Steve Buscemi.
28-year-old.
30 Rock. Hey, fellow teenagers.
Her goal, Instagram followers.
What? Come on.
With a backpack slung over her shoulders. A painting under one arm and a skateboard under another, the woman wandered the halls of Miami-Dade High School.
Did you say 28?
Do you have the... Yeah, yeah. I did. 28 years
28.
Old.
28.
Play the audio
all
for
right.
this.
NBC6's Marcin Joseph is taking a look at how she managed to get on campus and the charges she's facing now.
Police say Audrey Francantini was able to walk right into American Senior High School and was able to blend in with one of the students wearing a backpack and holding a skateboard.
Oh, come
Doesn't
on.
That seem... I don't know. Like, that would be a lame attempt from somebody to act like a youth.
Yes, especially when you're pushing 30.
I spoke with a student who says that knowing that she was able to get inside the school is just very scary.
And it was creepy to me because the lady was just going inside like if it was nothing.
This American senior high school student tells me he heard about Audrey Francantini walking around on campus Monday morning. According to an arrest report, Francantini walked into the front gates of American Senior High School. Police say she was able to blend in with others while she wore a backpack. She walked inside the school, then began passing out flyers to students. Francantini appeared in bond court Tuesday morning and was charged with trespassing.
Clearly she was passing out flyers. Hey, follow me on Instagram.
That's what she was doing.
Oh.
Didn't you think at the beginning of the story like she was going to try and blend in for a while and post stuff about...
Well, she didn't want to go to geometry class. She probably hated it the first time around. She's like, I'm just going to get... If I get through the gates, I'm going to hand out pieces of paper to follow me on social media.
Yes.
That's right away, ass backwards.
And one student that was talked to said that he went to her Instagram and it was a picture of her like with devil horns. It was like one or two pictures of her. So then I started looking into this woman, and this is what's going to bring us to our topic, which is you worked with a crazy person.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You worked with a crazy person. 818-955-KLOS. She says, I legit don't know how many cops are outside right now, but I'm not going outside. That's what she said on Facebook Live. She once worked as a police officer.
What?
In Georgia.
Wow.
In 2017, right? That's surprising enough.
Yes.
Uh-oh. She was arrested and accused of hacking into another police officer's social media account and then posting nude images of the officer.
While she was still a cop?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, damn.
She was a cop and she broke into another cop's social media account and posted naked photos.
Hey, look at this.
Where did she get the naked photos?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, still not cool.
Now she works for sales and Carnival Cruises.
Okay. Oh, poor Carnival Cruises.
And Carnival spokesman says that the company is reviewing her case internally.
Well, she thinks she can pass as a teenager, and apparently she did for a minute, half a minute.
So she's problems everywhere she goes.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's why we're going to take your calls on you work with a crazy person. Because there are legit crazy people walking around a lot.
Yeah. And not even crazy, just like, just off to the side. Just like, you think that's
okay. This
woman's
just off to the side? She broke into a social media account and posted nudes.
As a cop. All right, yeah, that part. Come that kind of ties it right
that's
there.
That's not just a little bit. That's full on crazy. 818-955-KLOS. If you work with someone crazy, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about working with crazy people. Sir, where were you when you were working with a crazy person?
I was living in San Francisco, working at a taqueria. A bunch of crazy people there, man.
Why? What did they do?
Yeah, what's some examples?
Well, some of them like to just put their hands straight on the plancha.
What's a plancha?
A plancha is like one of those like flat grills that just heats up.
Oh, okay.
So they put their hands on there on purpose?
Were they trying to get you to do it and it wasn't hot, but then it was hot by the time you got over there?
Yeah, they were trying to trick me, basically.
I know, that's not crazy. That's just fun.
Yeah, trying to trick the gringo.
Sounds like a new contest, Trick the Gringo.
That's what we're going to do after 1 second of Nonstop Rock. All right, we're going to take more calls on that topic. You work with a crazy person at 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're taking phone calls on you work with a crazy person. KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah. This is going to top everything. I worked with a guy right before 9/11. He had pictures of him and Bin Laden and his dad and the Bin Laden crew back in Iran or wherever they're from.
They're not from Iran.
Hated America.
Wow. So what happened with him? Where did he disappear to after 9/11?
After 9/11, he disappeared because he was showing us certificates that his company paid for him to come to America, go through all this training, do all this other stuff. And anytime you said anything to him, if it set him off, he'd start kicking things and screaming, "I hate America."
Wow.
Throwing things across. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, dude, but he, calm down. He's like, "You Americans," he goes, "you'll be sorry, you'll be sorry." And then like 2 months later, 9/11 happened.
Wow.
Are you positive he wasn't involved?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I called FBI and I said, "Hey, here's his Social Security. Here's this. I have pictures on my cell phone to show you that he has actual real photos of him and Bin Laden together." And they just kind of like blew it off. They said, "Oh, we'll investigate. Thank you." And then that was it.
Well, you never know. Maybe they did investigate it. But you know what? You win. That is definitely a crazy person. There's no doubt about that.
That's as crazy as it gets.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
All right. You probably can't beat that, but
I mean, I hope not.
Right?
But did you work with a crazy person? 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started talking about workers who might be crazy based on a woman who invaded a high school.
Yeah, she decided
Handing out flyers.
So that people would follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, and before she was a cop who broke into the social media of another cop and posted nude pictures of that other cop.
You know you're working with a loon win.
Right, so we're talking about you worked with a crazy person. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, about 15 years ago, I worked with this guy named Jack, and he was just one crazy man, let me tell you. I mean, he would, I don't even know, man. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks for calling. We were hoping for more detail, but
I think that was Jack himself. He realized he's crazy. He just had a breakthrough. Hi, KLOS. You ever work with a lunatic?
Oh, my God. My story's pretty crazy, but this guy's story gave me the shivers.
Wondering. We're hoping maybe he was even lying. I'd rather he was lying and he didn't run into those people.
Well, then mine is totally truthful because I'll tell you what, Kevin Sluggo, this girl that I used to work with, she was so beautiful, and our bathrooms were like, you know, you shared it.
Right.
And I tell you what, every time that she went in it, I just happened to go in it after she did, but she would not, after she wiped herself, after going number two.
I don't.
He would throw it in the trash can.
Oh, I hate that. A lot of people do that. That's actually normal in a number of countries. They do not flush it. They throw it in a toilet. I mean, in a trash can. Yeah. That's like a thing because it clogs systems in
other
countries.
I'm not enjoying this conversation at all.
So, yeah, but you know what? For as fine as she was, boy, she sure stunk up the place, man. Oh, man, she was rotten. but it isn't as now. That was a 911.
Yeah, that was insane. Right.
Yeah. So I thought I'd share that.
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
We love you guys, man. Stay on forever.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, KLOS. You ever work with a lunatic?
Yes, I did. And on his last day when he got fired, he was going out the door and he looked at me and he said, this was years ago. By the way, I peed in the pickle barrel.
Oh, do you think he was telling the truth?
I wasn't sure. I never said anything to anybody. I just served pickles with a smile on my face.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Just got to laugh.
But you didn't tell anyone?
Yeah, she is now.
Now you know, people. Don't eat pickles.
There might have been another pickle in there at some point.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How much do we have for tomorrow's little game?
$5,500.
Wow.
$5,500.
1 second of nonstop rock tomorrow between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. So, dear Kev Dog, you have a story for us, yeah?
Man immediately identified after police post tweet of him posing by car he purchased with fake ID. The guy went into a dealership and bought a car.
Right.
$58,000 car.
Okay.
With a stolen ID.
Right.
It took a few minutes for the guy whose ID was stolen to call the police and say, hey, somebody stole my ID.
Right.
And then they contacted the dealership, and the dealership said, yeah, you know what our process is we sell a car, and then we take a picture with the new owner in front of it. And the guy took the picture.
Did you say no?
With the stolen car.
Nancy Reagan told us all, just say no.
So he's standing there like, thumbs up.
Oh.
This is my new car.
Pretty much. Just to get caught.
Pretty much, yeah.
Did he get to drive it at all besides the test drive?
I think he drove it off of the lot.
Oh, well, that's nice.
But then in less than an hour, the police contacted the dealership, and the dealer sent the police the video, the picture,
right,
of the guy with the car,
right,
saying, hey, look at me.
I just bought this.
So they arrested him immediately. Oh, so be better.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us.
Yeah, man. I got to go home and pet the kitty. You still got stuff with Mike you're doing, right?
Still doing great news with Kevin and Mike on YouTube, if you want to look that up.
The always cool Psycho Mike. We should talk to him on the radio someday. That would be nice.
Ridiculous.
Maybe he would call in and, I don't know, do something wacky.
I doubt he'd do that.
All right. See you tomorrow, man.
Bye.
A couple of birthdays on this day in rock. First of all, Billy Duffy, guitarist for The Cult, was born in 1961 in Manchester. And Billy Squire, also born on this day in 1950 in Massachusetts. It was on this day in rock in 1963 when Bob Dylan walked out of rehearsals for the Ed Sullivan Show. He was told he wasn't going to be allowed to perform Talking John Birch Paranoid Blues because it mocked segregation in the U.S. military. It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Rolling Stones recorded I Can't Get No Satisfaction at the RCA Hollywood Studios.